Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. February 15th is the day. I just want to say God bless y'all. And hope that everything is well. Today what I'm going to talk about is love yourself again. Love yourself again. See, this is an important topic. This topic is important because in life, we go through situations where we give away our energy. Whether it be a relationship, friendship, any of those. But we give our energy away. Not knowing that our energy is what defines us. But too often in life, we give our energy away. Not saying it's a bad thing, because our intentions might be good. Let's take a relationship, for example. You're in a relationship with somebody. You give them your all. You invest your all. You want to give this person your all because you want things to work out. But sometimes things don't work out and you just left wondering and thinking, lost, stuck. Like, where do you start again? And how do you get your life back when you gave your all to somebody or something? It seems like your world is torn apart. So, what I want to talk about is love yourself again. Love yourself again. How do we love ourselves again? What I'm realizing coming out of a relationship where, you know, I put so much into it that when I came out of it, I didn't even know who I was anymore. Like, I forgot what I liked to do. I forgot what made me happy. I forgot about my life, and I was just so stagnant and stuck. Didn't know how to pick myself up and live again because I had put my all into a person and it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So it's difficult. First of all, I'm going to just say it like that. It's tough. It's not going to be easy. It's called adapt. Once you get immune to something, that's how you act. You think that's your normal. See, most of us, we get caught in something. And most of us get caught in something, and we it's hard to just readjust. Like, anything that you stop doing or anything that you don't do for a long time, it's gonna be hard to readjust. It's gonna take time, and it's just gonna be like that. It's what I'm realizing. It's like you go from having lots and lots of money and then you just go broke. Adapting to being broke is just gonna be tough. Anything you have to just suddenly adapt to is gonna be tough on you. It's gonna be tough for you to love yourself again and understand your worth. But what I'm here to say is that to love yourself starts with appreciating yourself, appreciating how you look, how you present yourself, how people look at you, and how people take you. As much as we say that we don't care what people think, when people think highly of us, it makes us, you know, feel a certain way about ourselves. So it feel good to get them compliments and be like, oh, you looking nice. Did you do something different? So once you start getting those compliments and once you start hearing people like, dang, I appreciate you being around and, you know, friends, and you start to get your sense of self back. Like, you start remembering why you was born and why you was put on this earth. So, love yourself again. Another way to love yourself again is to not keep yourself in a stuck position, stuck mindset. You know, me, I'm gonna take myself. I was stuck. Like, I couldn't, like, stop thinking about it. And thinking about how things just fell apart. And it came to that point where I had to just, like, appreciate what's around me. Appreciate what's in my presence. Because, yes, what I lost means a lot to me. But at the end of the day, I lost myself. So, if I don't find myself and find my own happiness and love myself again, I will never be able to be happy with anybody or anybody be happy with me. So if you ever lose yourself, you know, because you was chasing something, or just take it as, next time I'm gonna love myself more, you know, than anybody. Because no matter what relationship, what friendship, whatever you get into, if you lose yourself, everything's just gonna tumble. So what I learned, the big message and the moral of it, don't stop yourself from developing new relationships. Don't stop yourself from developing new friendships. Just learn that you can't put in your all. Don't put in too much, because it's gonna be a lot of pressure on yourself and the other person. And you're gonna expect things, and things ain't gonna happen like you want it, and you're just gonna lose your mind. Drive yourself crazy. Because you can't figure out why things are the way they are, when in all actuality, you lost yourself. That's why things are the way they are. You forgot what you liked, and to put all your energy into somebody else and to help them figure it out. And that ain't how it works. You know, each individual gotta love they self. Each individual gotta recognize they self. Each individual gotta live for they self. So that was the message for the day. Just love yourself again. You know, we all gonna go through tough times where we put our all into something or somebody, because we don't know. We ain't come on this earth with instructions. Everything's a learning process. So you just learn from this one. And that's the most important thing, to just love yourself. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. And tune in once again. Research 101. Discover you.